Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A Twisted Reality. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
But I have to ask you again. It's for science. Did you or have you ever watched The Bachelor?
I have not. But I'm obviously familiar with it culturally.
Yes, yes. Do you remember a bachelor named Clayton Eckhard?
No.
No, not at all. He is white. He's tall.
Go on.
He's handsome. He's looking for love, right? And on this season, you might know Gabby Windy. Do you know that name from The Traitors?
Yes.
Yes,
Gabby from Traitors.
Yes. She's had a resurgence.
I don't know her government name.
You don't know her state notarized name. That's okay. So he was on the season of The Bachelor where there were three finalists, right? And notoriously, he sleeps with two of them and tells all three of them, I believe, that he loves them. So it was a mess. He's been called like a villainous bachelor, the worst bachelor in history.
Now, is that atypical for a bachelor show or is
yes.
that?
Okay. They're usually much more careful.
Right.
And he says this on the podcast I'm about to talk to you about, how they kind of chose him because he was malleable. He was a little naive. He's this big football player from St. Louis who, again, was just kind of happy to be there kind of a thing. Well, all that to say, he moved to Arizona, got into real estate, as the Bachelor contestant does, and got completely swindled by this con artist. And this podcast called Love Trapped, Owens versus Eckhard, or Eckhard versus Owens, is all about how he got involved in this fake pregnancy scandal. It's the perfect cross-section between what we do here and other reality TV docuseries does.
The scams we do, these scams definitely cross over.
It feels good, doesn't it? It feels really good. So this podcast, I can't stop talking about it. Everyone's listening to it. And it really details like so much about how he essentially was this woman's real estate agent. And she actually was She is the daughter of this very important radio personality, this like iconic radio personality. So she comes from a lot of money. She's an equestrian. She's kind of this like rich girl who lives in her parents' casita. And he's this like dude who lives in Arizona, likes to party, got kind of high. They hooked up. And then she said that he got her pregnant and they didn't even have sex. So then years and years later of all of these text messages and other kind of manipulative tactics, they are in court and she is found. Well, first of all, I don't know where to start. There's this whole restraining order part of it, too. And he wins and doesn't have a restraining order against him. But then she is basically found in a criminal court. She's charged with 7 felonies for lying about pregnancy, essentially. And not just with him. We go back in the podcast and see how she does this to at least 3 other people.
Is money the motive?
No. Love. Oh. Just like The Bachelor.
So the attention that you get from being like, hey, we have this connection.
So they hooked up once when they were very high. And then after, like the day after, he's like, hey, that was a mistake. I'm your real estate agent and I want to keep it professional.
There's an oath with real estate agents that you do not cross.
Secret.
Now, if you looked at certain adult websites, you would not believe that to be true. The real estate agent and the home buyer need to have some kind of relations before they can sell the house. So
okay.
That's what I know about
real
estate.
Well, that's what you know. Well, I know that it's sacred. It's a sacred, beautiful thing done between two people, mature adults who love each other very much. But so he said no to it at the beginning. And then she was like, well, let's just try to date for a couple weeks. And he was like, I don't want to do that. Then she tried to have him sign a contract, a dating contract, where he would give it a shot. And then she wouldn't have an abortion for her unborn twin babies. This is a spoiler alert.
It's a little bit. There's a plot line in The Office, the TV show The Office, where Dwight and Angela have a like kind of like a relationship contract. Yeah, sort of like a
sex contract. Yeah. Well, that I think ended better than this. Yeah. Although, what happened with Dwight and Angela? Do we know?
I think it was a murder-suicide.
Oh, cool. So that is relevant to us. That's excellent. That's excellent. Anyway, I want to read you just some of the texts that are involved. It's so insane. And you think about it and you're like, wow, that's so crazy. And then you hear some of the texts and you're like, oh, my God. Like, you feel bad for Clayton, but he's such an idiot that it's kind of hard to feel bad for him. But then she's so devious and, you know, does such an injustice to women everywhere. It's like, wow. And she's been doing this.
She is the villain of this thing.
She is. Okay. Even though it's called Eckhart versus Owens,
right.
She falsified medical records with Photoshop and Fiverr. Have you used
I've used Fiverr, but I would never use it to falsify medical records. Mm-hmm. It would not be good.
No.
She probably only paid $15.
Yeah, no, she did. And then
it may be a rush. Maybe it was $20.
And a lot of online sleuths saw, like, she, you know, made the, she took the color and, you know, the brightness and contrast and, like, blinked out the Fiverr part of it. Or, like, you know, blurred it
There's like websites you can remove watermark, and they do a pretty good job for free online. You don't need to, like, lighten and darken things.
Online sleuths looked at this falsified medical record, this ultrasound of a pregnancy ultrasound, and they did their own playing around with it, and they found the Fiverr watermark in there.
That's
crazy. Yeah, she couldn't even spring for that. It's crazy. Well, let me just read you a couple texts.
I'm surprised she didn't have a piece of paper that just said ultrasound.
Ultrasound. Mine.
Because even me for a second, I'd be like, oh.
Huh.
Huh. Wait a minute.
So she says, here's a good one. My podcast, because she has a podcast too. Don't forget that. Crucial detail. My podcast had a fertility test kit as a sponsor. And so, yes, I know I am fertile. At this point, for my overwhelming research on Plan B since Sunday, it's most effective 3 days after, but can still work 5 days out, meaning this is the last day I could take it and have a hope of it working if it needs to. If you have any thoughts about this, I'm open to hearing you out, and only if you're kind and respectful. This has been extremely stressful on me. If I don't hear back from you, I'm not going to take Plan B. You're obviously free. If I don't hear back from you, I'm not going to take Plan B. You're obviously free to think that I'm full of shit. I'll take it as a sign that you don't care what happens either way and will just allow God's will, whatever that is, to be the determining factor. If I do test positive in a few weeks, though, there is a 0% chance of it being anyone's but yours. I take any test to prove it. And at that point, any input from you won't matter. Then he says, take the Plan B. I support that. You've been really dismissive of my thoughts and feelings, and it's a bigger thing for me to think about now than it was when this originally happened. After all, I do want to have kids, and I'm not basing what I'm doing off of a two-sentence response. Let me tell you how serious I am about all of this, since you think it was a plot to, quote, hold on to you. If you were to tell me that we could date, if I admitted to making it up, as you called it before, I would tell you no can do. None of this is made up, and I am genuinely panicked. I cannot be more serious about this. Please be there for me. Thank you. He says, I'm debating about filing a police report. Please leave me alone. If you file a police report because A, I'm trying to figure out about Plan B tonight, and B, I'm trying to figure out the status of my offers I made last night, and you won't even tell me if they're active or not, that's the real estate offers, I will file a report with the AAR, which I am absolutely entitled to do but don't want to. Can you please simply help me figure out these issues? At least you said you wouldn't be part of the child's life if I'm pregnant and pay CS, which makes me feel better not taking it. Thank you. So this goes on and on and on and on. And we will talk about it after this break.
Before we start, because she talked about saying, hey, one of the sponsors of the podcast, I was like, that's how I know it works. Because somebody who's paying me to talk about it says so.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have any sponsors.
Yeah.
Because we're punk rock. Mm-hmm. But I would, if it's okay.
But I would do it.
But we would do it. I don't, you know what I mean? We don't like.
I would do it.
We'll do it. We'll do whatever.
Anything you want.
But I want to announce a show that I'm doing. And if you're in town, I think Rebecca might make an appearance. Sister would be there. It is Netflix is a Joke Festival, Golden State Comedy, May 6th, 8 p.m. I'm going to be performing. Patton Oswalt is performing. Beth Stelling is performing and many other people. It's a free show. There'll be free drinks and snacks while supplies last. And you can find information about it in the show notes, or you can go to my Instagram, which is the Jason Horton.
I'm going to.
I got paid $45,000 to say that.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
That's cool. Do I get some of that?
No.
Or, okay.
No, I just dragged your name through for clout.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here's some more texts. We're going to read little highlights. I'm going to skip the part about there's a lot of sex stuff in these texts as well, which Clayton says, and it was proven in a court of law that again, as much as something can be proven that was between two people, that they did not have sexual intercourse. So there's really very little chance that she could be pregnant. Anyway, she said after they got kind of heated about this exchange, I watched about half an hour of clips today from The Bachelor for the first time. I didn't know that you had such a cold side until today and was truly stunned at what I saw and experienced firsthand. You can turn this around and be nice. If you saw my message, I said I likely have until tomorrow if you want to sleep on it. I'm not taking it unless it is for a good reason and don't even have it to trade tonight. Does that sound reasonable? And can you also please tell me what happened with my offers? That's for real estate offers. You might want to check your email regarding what I was told about Saturday night. Told you I wasn't crazy. No, I have not taken the plan B. Not responding won't change whether or not I'm pregnant, and there are more public avenues to alert you if I am, which I don't want to use. I would rather just deal with it between us. As a courtesy, I just sent you what I'm going to send to your boss. Name redacted. If I don't hear from you by 6 because I need to figure out how to proceed from here, I can't get myself to send it right now. I'm just extremely upset and disappointed right now, and for some bizarre reason, I still believe in you despite how you have acted. Never mind, I'm sending it. I need help with properties, and you said your broker is best. You've been so cold and left me in the lurch. With the way you're acting, I would never consider getting an abortion if I'm pregnant because you can't even treat me or listen to me like I'm a human being. Being kind and understanding would have gone a long way. Please check your email. I'm pregnant. I went to the doctor today and explained everything in the email that confirms it's yours. Okay, none of that happened. All right, I just want to say, too, that, like, none of this happened. She was never pregnant. Ever, 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 ever. This has been fully adjudicated. She is a criminal. So I just want to say that.
Right. That this
on top of all of this.
Yes.
Kind of a thing.
To remind people that.
Yeah, this is not, we're just, this is.
But I like, it's like, oh, I take my word. Like, trust me, bro. Like a lot of trust
check
me,
your email.
Yeah, check your email.
Your email.
Where I say the doctor said yes.
Yeah, the telehealth doc that I never saw said yes.
Zocdoc said yes.
I got an appointment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. It was a lot of canceling appointments kind of thing. So the whole podcast is really, there's so much documentation. It's like a waterfall of documentation. And thankfully, Clayton keeps a lot of it. But you don't just get his, you get all of these other. This is an advertisement for this podcast because I can't stop listening to it. It's so amazing.
Hey, if they wanna you know, advertise us back.
Oh,
yeah, we wouldn't be mad about that.
Yeah, well,
they're like
your move podcast. It's been done for a while.
Oh, okay.
Well, not done for a while. There's still one episode left, I think. But even still, I think they're more journalistic than we are.
Huh.
That's probably a fair
more
assumption.
Than us?
You can believe it, more than us.
Oh, all right.
Right.
Yeah.